To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Premium. The meum is Latin for not ready.
Sky finger.
This is stupid.
What we're going to do with this podcast is we're going to talk about what's going on with our favorite
premium game.
So we're primarily here to feed our obsession.
She knew my one weakness.
Money, 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 money.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
And it's all just a lot of harmless fun.
No jokes, no taunting.
How did this show stay so fresh?
Sky Finger Podcast.
Dope! Hello and welcome to episode 4 of Sky Finger Podcast.
Hello.
I am Richard Massara.
And I'm Kate McCabe.
And where are we, Kate?
We are at the No Homers Club.
That's right. We're here at an art exhibition of Simpsons-based artwork in Liverpool.
It's wonderful.
It is. It's absolutely fantastic. What's your favorite bit so far?
My favorite bit so far that I've seen is probably... There's two. There's a really pulpy-style Thrill House picture.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
And that's cool. But there's also there's three mannequins wearing the sort of differently tailored Chanel suit that Marge buys to fit in at the country club.
They are brilliant.
And that I like a life-size exhibit like that. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah,
really
yeah.
Cool. Obviously, it's not art that you're going to go home with, but it's really cool and nice to look at something like
this. The work that's gone into it. My favorite bit has to be the fact they've got a flaming Mo stand, and we
yes.
actually have... a couple of flaming Moes to drink here.
Which means it's time to do our drink rating, sort of feature.
Absolutely it is. So, as always, we have a cocktail. Usually we make them ourselves. This time we got someone to make them for us.
First, can I say, the flaming Moe stand is really authentic. And we've taken pictures of a lot of stuff. And so
yeah,
we'll tweet
put them
out.
On our Twitter, at SkyFingerPod. Check them out.
Check out. It's really authentic looking. He lit them on fire. There's a jar of pickled eggs in the background. He's wearing a
awesome.
Bow tie. It's great. But he's also taking prank calls from people. They handed out a business card with a number, and you are basically allowed to prank call this bartender, and he shouts
Which
it out.
I have been doing quite
Richard
a lot.
Has done four, so tell the four that you've done.
The first one I did was Al Abia.
Yeah, wonderful.
Then I did Clint Oris.
Really good.
Followed by A Minor.
I mean, come on now here.
Yep.
Which just amused me no end.
And
but Eric Shun.
That was my favorite, Eric Shun.
Mr. Shun.
I have to say, I think this is your wheelhouse.
Yeah,
I think dirty puns.
Innuendos, puns based on bodily parts and rude things I can do.
You're pretty brilliant. Much Bart Simpson.
Yeah, just slightly less mature. So yeah, we finally have
a
Flaming Moe's.
Now, I watched him make it barely. It's got a lot of liqueurs. It's got Sambuca and vodka. He did tell me he wanted to put cough syrup in it, but wasn't allowed.
Wow, boo. Because quite frankly, these taste like
dangerous.
Cough syrup. And they look like cough syrup. They're kind of a ruddy blue.
Yeah, it's like a sea green bluey
it
thing.
It does look like what Mo would make.
Yeah, it looks like the end of the night, all the booze that has collected in the beer mats, like you just drain it off and this is what
bring
it is.
Them out into a glass. So,
let's taste
cheers.
This. Attention.
They don't get any better with any other mouthfuls, do they?
No, I mean, the thing about it is, it's neither as nice or as bad as you think it's going to be.
No, I know. It's got a weird aniseedy thing that hits you straight away.
That Sambuca
note. And it's got
note.
A quite sherbety taste to it. But
a lot
then
of
the aniseed kicks back in again and just kind of overwhelms it.
It's pretty vile. I think if I were going to rate this for taste, it would be like a 2.
Yeah.
But for authenticity and effort and sort of making this special, it's a 10.
Yeah,
so,
true.
You know.
I mean, to finally drink a Flaming Moe on the podcast, we're pretty happy about that. You're right. As a drink, I would give it 2 Flaming Moes. The fact I can ring up the barman and do terrible innuendo puns to him, and he will shout them through a megaphone to
a
group of strangers.
That's a 10.
I think that turns it up to 11 Flaming Moes.
Mm.
I'm quite happy. I love the way you finished yours already, guys.
Yep.
It's fucking horrible.
I just wanted to get it in me. I was like, just get it down your neck.
I've never heard you say that before.
I know, and I knew that as soon as I said it, I was like, Richard's going to love this, as it was sort of coming out of my head.
um, There's a weird piece of artwork in there as well, which is like The Simpsons on acid, and it has a lot of detailed penises on it.
Yeah, now normally you're all one for sort of like an ambiguous knob in the artwork, but as you, because you like all the stuff in Tapped Out. However,
I do.
This is too much. Enough. I'm like, we don't need hairy dicks.
I like an ambiguous cock, not a veiny one.
Yeah, it's pretty awful. Most of the art I'm well up for. The only thing that we're missing out on today, I understand there's going to be t-shirt printers tomorrow, but, you know, I think what we'll do anyway is we should, you know, maybe, like, link to this page so that people can get the artists if they're interested in it.
Yeah.
So we'll do that.
We're definitely going to put a link to the guy who did the silhouette cutouts in the show notes, because they're really good. He's got an Etsy page where you can buy them.
Yeah.
They're about 20 quid, but it's Milhouse.
Yeah.
And his Frank Grimes one is really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
All right. So anyway, why don't we tune out for now? We'll find a quieter space to go and talk about what we found in this exhibit. And
what do you mean? I mean the fact that DJ's been playing nothing but nonstop Simpsons hits.
Yeah, but it's gone. And now it's gone into just whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. But yeah, we'll come back and talk about it. And then we might even talk about the game for like a second.
I think we may have to.
Just even for like 3 minutes. But anyway, it's really fun and cool. And we'll post lots of pictures.
And we may have some more Flaming Moes.
And we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, and we are back.
We are back. We are actually back on the train to Manchester.
I know. This hasn't been a Springfield trip. It's been a road trip podcast.
It has. It's been an exercise in what will these microphones catch?
Yeah, I know.
External noise.
Yeah, we apologize for the sound quality of this episode already. So let's just get into it.
Yep.
How did you enjoy the exhibition?
I really loved it. Like I said before, I think my only complaint is that there wasn't more of it.
There should have been more of it.
We
have been tweeting pictures of everything that was there.
Yeah, I think everything looked really great. There was a lot of stuff I'd be tempted to look into and maybe look up the artists and stuff. And then even the things that weren't necessarily like the art exhibits, like the food and drink stalls and stuff like that. There was a girl selling slushies.
Which you seem to think is a nickname for a blowjob.
Slurpee. And I found
Slurpee.
Out, I looked it up. Slurpee is to cunnilingus what like a blowjob is to fellatio. So it's a name for cunnilingus.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
Slurpee.
I confused it. Yeah.
Oh, so you are a... Because you were like, I know nothing about Slurpees, but...
I do know about Slurpees. I just don't call them that because I'm not like a 9-year-old boy.
I know. It's a terrible name for them as
Slurpee.
Well.
Slurpee.
I mean, can you imagine if some girl came up to you in a club and was like, you know what, I just really want to Slurpee you all night long.
Do you give good Slurpees? God.
Oh, my God. Because that is one mishearing away from being like, I'm sorry, did you ask me if I have herpes?
Yeah. Oh, that's so true. And you can get Slurpee herpes.
Oh, God, she's got Slurpee. You could call her Slurpee herps.
Always use a
Slurp
dental
herps.
Dam.
Oh, my God, she's got Slurp herps.
Safety first, kids.
I really enjoyed it. I mean, some of the stuff I felt had a little bit of that kind of A-level
Yeah, there were a couple pieces where I was like, was this done on crayon on construction paper? But that's just it. Like, you know, it's objective or subjective. I always forget which one is which.
But there were some absolutely great pieces of artwork there. And like I said, there was one guy who was doing the paper cutouts, and we will put a link to his Etsy shop in the thing, because he's selling stuff for like 20 quid. Nobody can ever...
I walked up to something that I thought was terrible, and our friend who we were there with was like, I think it's great, and you might not want to say that so loud. And I was like, why? I was like, I think it's garbage art. I don't like it. So, yeah, I had a passionate argument about the art that I didn't like.
Yeah, until she told you that it was her friend who did the art.
No, different one.
Oh, different one. All right, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was good. Flaming Moses, we've discussed. Oh, God, I was so happy with that. As we left, we did one final phone call.
Yeah.
And I came up with the first name, and then Kate just nailed the surname.
Yeah.
So we asked for Mr.
Atmadong.
Atmadong. First name Luke.
Luke Atmadong.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. God, that kept us laughing for
hours.
Yeah,
we were really pleased, and he did put it on the you know, megaphone and everything, just like he did with the others. It was great. a good little laugh to have. Yeah. Really enjoyable. So, yeah, I would say that was a totally worthwhile field trip. I really enjoyed looking at the different art, hanging out, having a flaming Mo. Mm. And well done, Liverpool, and Constellation,
yeah,
more importantly, for putting that
on. Liverpool. Round of applause.
Congratulations, Constellations. But so, we should do you want to talk about...
I think we should get into Tapped Out.
The actual game?
The whole reason we do this fucking podcast?
Because it's been... It's like one thing ended... You know what's nice is that basically the superhero thing ended, and then yeah, pretty quickly you got into Marvin Monroe territory. Bow. So you had, yeah, like some missions. And then it went into like another kind of
event. The Terwilligers, yeah?
Yeah, so
Sideshow Bob's family are turning up.
Yeah, so far. Well, Sideshow has been in, but, you know, he only appears...
Yeah, I know, but his family are now turned up.
Yeah, Cecil.
Cecil.
Yeah. I like... you have one of your favorite lines is...
Oh, yeah. It's from the first ever episode where Cecil appears, where Bart jumps on the back of his head, covers his eyes, and goes, guess who? And he just goes, Maris?
Yeah.
Classic. Classic Simpsons writing. That is genius.
And how far are you into it?
Not very far. Not very far.
They're doing like a genetic modification parody. They're doing like a Monsanto.
Yeah.
But they're calling it like Monsarno or something like that.
I know. I really like that about it. I'm going to get into it a little bit more. The problem is my head is just so full of the art exhibition now, because there were a couple of things which I needed to point out, because I did my mystery box. I didn't buy it. Oh. Got it at the end of the week. Guess what I got?
What?
30 donuts.
Again?
Yeah.
How come you keep getting this stuff?
They have given me 90 donuts.
Oh, my God. Well, in other good news, another mystery box came up to Skyfinger Pod town. Yeah. That's our shared town.
Awesome.
And so we already got the greasy teenage kid, squeaky voice teenager.
I'm putting this on my resume.
I got another character.
Yeah?
I got blue-haired lawyer.
Yes. Awesome. We
got two premium characters in that.
Two premium characters for free. Yeah. And also, last week, they made Mr. Teeny a non-playable character.
Non-playable?
Non-playable. You can no longer put Mr. Teeny on a job. They've even changed Krusty's job, which had him.
What?
So Krusty's 12-hour job has changed.
Oh, I'm actually kind of bummed about that.
I mean, you can tap on him and he does a little animation. You can tap, but he now... And like, but we were only complaining about this the other week, and we said, dear EA game developers, get the fuck on this. And they've got the fuck on this.
But see, my idea was they're that like, listening it could be to the linked podcast. Both ways.
Kate, you're not listening. They're listening to the podcast.
Nobody's out there, Richard.
They're listening to
Nobody's
the podcast.
Out there listening to this.
They are. They are. Listen.
We're so alone.
Seriously, people, stop listening to this right now and tweet us.
Please, show us signs of life out there.
Yeah, come on. We're still waiting for people to tweet us hashtag Xena to open Lucy Lawless.
Or
hashtag Lucy Lawless to keep it boxed up.
Wait a minute, Xena can't fly.
I told you, I'm not Xena.
I'm still trying to think of what I was going to say. It was important and game-related, I think.
Was it really?
We need more friendship points to come along, because I don't visit anybody's town anymore.
No, well, you've been visiting me with Sky Finger Pod.
Yeah, I do Sky Finger
Pod. I'm still not 100% sure anybody has added me because of this podcast.
No, me either.
And have we had anybody add Sky Finger Pod on Origin?
No.
Guys, I know you're out there listening. Seriously. We know you're listening. We look at the figures. Okay, there's six of you, but of those six... Still hanging in there.
And none of you speak English.
Yeah, clearly. They're probably all bots, aren't they?
Yeah, they probably are. But also, meanwhile, where's my Stuart Duck, EA?
Yeah, come
Bring
on.
Back my Stuart Duck.
We need Stuart. Bring back Stuart.
Where's it gone?
There was loads of stuff we both wanted to talk about, but the problem is we're a few flaming Mo's in, and we never talked about the beer they sold.
Oh, yeah. So they have it, a special beer that they brewed for... This art exhibit.
Yeah. Cause and Solution. Limited edition beer made especially for the No Homers Club.
It's alcohol. The cause and solution.
Because one day we will learn that TV doesn't hold all the answers.
Nope.
No, it's beer.
It is beer.
And in the show, it's the other way around, but I prefer beer.
Who are you most looking forward to getting out of the Terwilliger clan, by the way, in this event?
I'm going with the free one because I think many of those characters been in the show? Because they must have been in a lot later episodes.
Yeah. I mean, this is where everybody's
Cecil,
history gets patchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The little Terwilliger kid and, yeah. What's that kid called? I can't remember his name. If we had Wi-Fi right now, we could look at it. Yeah, Luke Appadong.
Luke Appadong Terwilliger?
Luke Amadong Terwilliger. Yeah, do you like seeing a Sideshow Bob episode come around, like when you're watching The Simpsons?
Oh, God, yeah.
He's
I
class.
Mean, to be honest, Kelsey Grammer, I watch him in pretty much anything.
Yeah, and I mean, he's like as class as Phil Hartman was.
Yes, I mean, he's got that rich and golden voice.
I remember what I was going to say.
Okay.
Is Lindsay Nagel.
Yes.
Now, I would love for them to put Lindsay Nagel in the game. That is like one of my favorite B characters. But, see, the problem is they don't have a lot of the voiceover artists that aren't the main cast contributing. So there's a lot of the female characters actually have no voice contribution to the game.
Well, they've always been a little light on female characters anyway.
They have. They have always been light on female characters. But then they just haven't paid, I guess, those voice actors to really be part of the game, which is kind of a shame.
No, because Marvin Monroe, they've just taken the audio they had anyway.
Yeah.
That all his lines in the game are taken from that very first episode.
But it's just also, like, that's what gets... You know, like, you have to give a cut of it to the voice actor. And it's, I think, like, I would love to hear Edna Krabappel's voice. And
do you think they didn't put her in because she passed?
Oh, God, of course, that's Edna Krabappel. She passed.
Yeah.
That's, but no, she voiced Edna Krabappel, but she didn't voice some other people, like, which is, by the way, hugely sad because she was awesome.
She was.
Mrs. K. That was like one of the sadder sort of like comedy deaths that we've had recently.
Yep.
I mean, not that they're not all sad, but like that was one that like her contribution to The Simpsons was always so lovely, so wonderfully pitch perfect. But I think who's still alive is she does Luann, I think.
Okay.
And she also does Lindsay Nagel.
Sorry?
Lindsay Nagel.
Okay.
So I'd like to see some more female voices in the game.
Yeah, it would be good. And the thing is, as well, a lot of times, like female characters in the game, you have to spend donuts to get. For example,
yeah.
Milhouse's mum.
Yeah.
Which I'm just not doing. I'm not spending the money.
I have her because she's got some great missions.
Well, I understand. You can't get that pitter thing without her, can you? Or is it Apu's wife?
No, that's not Apu's wife. That's you get. God, what do you get with her? You get like a yard spa, and then also like she dresses up in the American flag.
Oh, cool.
And then also she's got like one of those like big hamster balls that she rolls around in.
Ah, yes.
Remember when she dated like the American Gladiator
contestant?
What was his name? I can't remember. Turbo or something. I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Like, one thing I wanted to ask you is what's been your favorite joke in the game so far? Because they have little visual puns and they have written jokes. Has anything ever stood out in your mind? Because I can tell you mine while you think of yours.
Okay, you go ahead.
Because my favorite one is over Halloween, they dressed up Mo as a character from A Clockwork Orange.
Sure, yeah.
And now I would remember playing it and thinking, well, this is technically a kid's game and they've got Mo dressed up. Like, I know they've occasionally got away with, like, weed references when it comes to Otto and things like that.
Yeah.
They had a joke with Mo. The task came up and he was like, I really fancy me some of the old in-out.
Oh, yeah.
Which I was like, well, that is either violent sex or non-consensual sex in the novels. And then the task was a six-second task where he just went in and out of the quickie mart.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is brilliant.
Ah, thank God. That it is, was only that, right?
That is absolutely
Although
fucking phenomenal.
Although he does
phenomenal.
Go to, like, Mr. Burns' house for
an orgy. And Mr. Burns has that orgy where he's wearing the mask. Again, things that look like penises in the game.
God.
Mr. Burns naked wearing a mask around his crotch, which has a massive, long, thin nose.
Ah, so terrible, isn't it? But I think one of my favorite... See, I don't remember any of the lines from it, but I like the activities for the Mr. Burns Dracula.
Okay.
You know, he's got... when he was in the Treehouse of Horror episode?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just like that he can turn into a bat and he flies around. He also, you know, you've got like the tombstone, the coffin to put in his yard, and he goes into that.
Yeah.
I quite like that. But Mr. Burns is one of my favorite characters, and he's got quite a few dress 'em ups now.
He does, and that's always good. That is always
good. He's got Ebenezer Scrooge, he's got the Fruit Batman.
If you buy the Fruit Batman, which I didn't.
Which I did.
No.
I did. That was somebody shouting outside of our train. Oh my God,
it's a good job. We don't have to worry. It's a good job we're only recording this on a train. And for those of you who don't live in the UK, recording a podcast on a train from Liverpool to Manchester,
I'm just going to lean in a little bit right now.
Yeah, I know. So I'm going to duck down so nobody can see us talking. Because quite literally, we are taking our life in our hands.
Yeah.
We are doing something that people would not quite understand. And if we had to explain it to them, they may want to stab
These people will make shivs out of anything they can get their hands on.
Indeed, they bloody will.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay.
This is so much
This is
fun.
How much we love Tapped Out.
This is your
that
idea,
willing
Kate.
To risk bodily harm to deliver you the next episode, which is episode...
Four.
Wow.
So, yeah, please, guys, do get in contact with us. The places you can go to do that are our Twitter account, which is at SkyFingerPod. You can friend us on The Simpsons Tapped Out by either...
SkyFingerPod,
or...
Our personal ones. Mine is Kate McCabe 39.
And mine is Ruju69, R00J00 6 and 9. Or you can email us at... skyfingerpodcast@gmail.com. And please do get in contact, because we do like the fact that you guys are out there listening, and we know there's a few of you. If you've been enjoying the podcast and you know someone who plays Tapped Out, tell your friends.
Monorail.
We are. The Lyle cosmic
Langley.
Ballet goes on. Does anybody want to switch seats?
Love it.
I love you.
I love you, man. Today's been a great day.
Oh, there were donuts as well. There was a lard donut stand. We had donuts. What flavor did you have?
I had the Reese's.
You had the Reese's Pieces. I had the mint choc chip.
Reese's Monkey.
Was that it? Mine was pretty good. They were good donuts.
Yeah, they were good. I took two of the last donuts home because I wanted to give one to the missus and then also just to snarfle another one.
You just wanted
to give that donut a
munch,
Slurpee.
You just wanted to munch donuts while looking in each other's eyes.
I'm going to munch that donut.
So shall we... we've pre-recorded a... Our Town section, where we're going to go and talk about the Springfield we're building, which on origin is Springfield Pod, as we just said. And other than that, this has been us. We're quite drunk. We're on a train. We're fearing for our lives.
Tie ties.
We are literally crouched down in our seats. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you on the other side, and hopefully we'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you later. Bye.
Bye. Ow.
Okay, cool. All right, so what we thought we'd do now is we would take a look at a place that we haven't gone to for a couple of podcasts, and that is Our Town.
Our Town. This is our Springfield. We call it Our Town.
Somebody write us some stings for this feature.
Yeah, come and visit and have a look round, because you are seeing
Our Town. Yay!
We really can't sing at all.
No, but we try. All
right.
So, what I've done now, because between last time we looked and now, we have come to level 12.
We have indeed.
Which is pretty amazing, and that means that I've got a pretty
you
good collection of stuff.
You've been doing such a good job.
I've been doing the gardening on this town in between
been
podcasts.
The collection.
But what I wanted to make sure I didn't do is...
Secretly, you love it, don't you?
I do. I wanted to make sure that I didn't design the town without your input, because this is our town. So I've shoved everything back in the box. Not my box, our box.
I think the listeners were aware of that. We didn't need the innuendo, but I enjoyed it.
We're so good at it. All that's remaining right now is the Simpsons house. I've got Homer and Lisa out, and the bunny that
good.
We got with the Easter update.
We need the bunny.
So let's go into
the box.
Okay, so first question: Where do you want the Simpsons house? Do we want it central? Like, right now is sort of where it goes, but would you like to build it so that it's further back towards the mountains or further away from the mountains? I wouldn't mind seeing it sort of, like, up here, up front.
You want it in the middle?
Yeah, would that be okay? Like, I'm going to drag it down to where Homer's kind of hanging about here.
Okay, why don't we have it as, like, the central hub of Springfield and then build around? So are we going to do things like a shopping district and a... and then keep like the power plant away from everything?
I like that, because I think it's weird to have the power plant like next to the mall. The power plant has to be sort of like on like an estate. You know what I mean? Like, its own sort of, like, business park.
I think it needs a river that it can pollute, though. I think it needs some form of water supply near it so we can get the three-eyed fish.
Before I plonk the power plant down, is there more property that you want me to buy so that it's, like, further away? Like, do you want me to buy back here?
No. Okay. I think we'll expand property as we run out of space.
So shall we put it sort of back towards here or more sort towards the seafront?
The power plant near the seafront?
Yeah, or, I mean, I'm going to place the river, here?
So we can Fukushima that shit.
Yeah. I'll start a river just on this border.
Okay.
And then we can put the power plant near that water?
Okay.
So, control now, building, which way do you like it?
We can either go vertically. I think the power plant boobies need to be prominently on display.
Let's put those down first, then.
Okay. Find the boobies. There they are.
Oh, did I pass them?
Yeah.
Okay, so that the reactor core.
Yeah,
is, you can right call
about
it there.
You can call it the reactor core. Everyone knows it's the boobies.
Nuclear tits.
The nuclear tits.
So about there, you think?
Yep.
Okay, let's put that there. And then what comes right next to it or in front of it? Kind of. Let's have the parking lot. Like, you should access the parking lot like this, I think.
Yeah, we might need to move it further down, so we can fit that.
Up top.
Do we want that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have it like a long...
Yeah, let's do that. So it's kind of like this goes down a notch or two.
Yeah.
So I might need to put the cooling towers where the boobs are and then...
Could they go in front?
Well, I just don't want to block the boobs.
No, that's true. We don't want to block the boobs.
So boobs here.
Boobs there.
And then cooling towers. And of course, none of this matches what an actual nuclear station
looks
like.
Oh, God, no. But like we could call the cooling towers the double dicks.
Double dicks. So that's pretty good, isn't it? I think that looks good.
It doesn't look too bad. It doesn't look too bad at all.
I'm happy with that.
Good.
Now let's see what else is in the box. Cletus's farm.
Yeah.
I think that goes away from the sea.
Yes.
I think that, but it's too close to the Simpsons house.
It's too close to the Simpsons house at the minute. So,
maybe like back here?
Yeah. Just get it down and out the way. Now, do you want it in that direction?
I think, yeah, like, well, but not too far towards the sea, but see, this is
over here.
Well,
the thing is, we've only got limited land at the minute, so.
Yeah. We can move some stuff around later.
Because we need the character.
Okay, now Flanders. Now, you like in your Springfield to have the Flanders house away from the Simpsons house.
I do not believe that if Homer Simpson got to redesign the whole of Springfield, that Flanders would be anywhere near him.
But maybe Flanders would make his own decisions as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I'm more of a traditionalist.
And the thing is, as well, is Flanders is the Joker to Homer's Batman.
They
have a symbiotic relationship.
In my mind, he'd be like right about here.
Well, he needs to be on that. But we could switch it around, you know, because in The Simpsons, Flanders is always on the right-hand side of the Simpsons house when you're obviously walking out of the Simpsons house. If you're walking into it, he'd be on the left-hand side. So do we keep him on that hand side or do we switch him over? Just change things up. Why have we never met the other next-door neighbors?
Oh, because that's the brown house. So the brown house is the one that like people move in and out of, people squat in it. That kind of stuff.
I thought that was the one across the road, because across the road they've had like presidents and stuff move in, haven't they?
Yeah, but that's like a nice fancy house.
Yeah.
That would be like the White House
that's
in this game. That's like high
risk. There's never been a permanent character living in the one.
Technically, like in the show, like Flanders' house should be here and then like the Brown house should be on the other side.
Do we want to keep it like the show?
Those three properties, you know what I mean? Like, or
classics.
Not. I'm
You like, kind of want no. to, don't you? You kind of want to be like, yeah, I want to keep it like the show. Are we going to give the Simpsons house a big garden at least?
Yeah, we can do that. So I can move this over to like our furthest property line right there.
Okay.
And then do we have the brown house yet?
We should have.
Or maybe a brown house because it exploded. Here's the solid brown house. All right, so in order to give them a good garden.
You called it solid brown.
Solid brown. Right, so that goes there.
Okay.
Now, where do we want the Krusty Burger?
I think it needs to be within easily commutable distance of the Springfield house. I see all this stuff is going behind the Springfield house now. I think when we eventually buy more land...
it's going to go in front.
I think like there's got to be like a food court area. We could have a special area that is like Homer's Paradise.
that would have
all
Bolly,
of his things,
Bolly,
Lard Lad,
yeah. Moe's Tavern,
the Homer District, yeah,
Homertopia.
I think Quickie Mart is near Krusty Burger in my mind.
Yes.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. So Kane Manor we have, which is a big weird property.
Man, it's a huge property. And
I don't want this permanently here, but should we just dump it here for now?
Do you like Kane Manor?
Do you like the look of property.
It? It's a hideous building.
It's hideous. Like
his beachfront property is much nicer.
His beachfront is boss, but I did not put the donuts into that. I'm just going to plop it here for now, basically.
Plonk it.
And we'll put the Radioactive Man statue near it because that earns money.
God, when you've got so little land, you realize how big these things are.
I know. Springfield Elementary, that's also huge. These things are going to, how about like right here for now?
Yeah, I think a lot of them is going to be a case of there for now.
Just plopping here for now, like just plopping this
yeah,
here
keep,
for now.
Keep things in sort of slight areas.
I think what this is proving is that like our next investments have to be really in property. I think the Van Houtens live near, but like not up their butt. So maybe like right here.
Yeah, let's keep it because it'd be nice for Bart to have.
And we'll have roads separating yeah. them. Willie's Shack is obviously near the school.
It has to be in the school grounds, but it doesn't have to be. But for some reason, I insist on it being.
O'Flanagan's Pub. I need to put these out for money grabbing.
Yeah.
But it's sort of like we need to buy more property so that we can do our roads and stuff.
Yeah, we need more land. That's our problem. So.
Like right there.
Yeah.
So now, I think it wants me to harvest perfection, which, by the way, if you don't harvest perfection within like 10 seconds of it being
done,
it rots.
Yeah, absolutely rots.
That is.
You've got to keep an eye on it. Don't move away from it.
American harsh. What's the task that we got to build?
It's amazing how long 45 seconds is.
All right, so Burns has a task for us. Excellent. The plant is operational. It's time to get back to work.
Dope.
So send Homer to do a plant shift. Okay, so that's our 16-hour shift there. Whilst the perfection is growing. Oh, here. It's already in stage two. Stage two perfection. By the way, that Triffids thing. Yeah, funny joke, but also like
end
put
of
some
humanity. Yeah, put some goddamn
put
money.
Put some money on it.
Yeah.
Because it hogs a really good length of task time. It's like a 12-hour task.
I know.
Which I would love to actually get money.
I've still got 30-odd days left of my because I'm harvesting real corn, and I've been doing it since we started the bloody podcast.
I've got Brandine pregnancy for 90 days as well.
Oh, you have to aborting her babies so you could use her over the...
That is correct. Yeah, we C-sectioned it out. We have 89 donuts in our bank right now, but
we
I don't want to spend anything yet.
No.
Yeah.
Because we keep on getting given them. I think there's got to come a point, possibly around a celebration time.
We have some money to spend, so should we buy some property?
Land?
Yeah. Would you rather buy behind us or in front?
What have we got? Because there's things which say new there. What have we got?
Well, they're mostly premium.
And there's one. Oh, yeah, they are premium ones. So there's nothing to spend actual cash
on. No, because like everything else is pretty much task related.
Yeah, it's all premium stuff.
Although, should I do a fun...
mystery box?
Yeah.
Do a mystery box. See what we get. We'll do
okay.
It.
Oh, my God.
Spending some
fingers
donuts.
Crossed.
Come on, 30 donuts.
Yay!
Mr. Simpson.
That's excellent.
Squeaky voice teens.
Yay, squeaky voice teens. Oh, the category is squeaky voice teens and mole men.
So only two
Brilliant.
Characters.
Okay, so his first task is make squeaky voice teen advertise burgers.
That's a 24-hour task.
$1,000.
So shall we set all our characters to like a 24-hour task just to get some...
Yeah, I think I did 8 because I'll check back in at 8 and I'll send them on new tasks because that's how good I am. To us,
well, Homer's currently on a 16-hour one.
Yeah, devised by kite. Okay, haggis time for Willie. Haggis time. Relax for Thingy. He goes back to his fly house, his disgusting house.
Mm.
Your house is fucking disgusting, Radioactive Man. The opulence is just ridiculous.
It's
some
not
class.
Even opulent. It's just ugly.
It's just it's tacky.
And then look, it's got like 4 penises on top. It's got definitely got a penis on the roof.
It's redonk.
They all jizz between each other when he's in it.
Gross.
I know, it's disgusting. Electro jizz.
I'm going to go over and look at the boobs again. There we go.
Stare at the boobies.
So where would you like to buy land? In the front or in the back of our current properties? I think in the front. I think we need to go front.
Yeah, I think, are we wanting to expand wider than... narrower.
Let's get that. And then let's get this one so that we can start building.
Okay.
I think we can maybe spring for one more, but it has to be cheap, like a 2,600.
Okay, do it. Oh, God. Do you remember when land was $2,600?
No, it's so expensive now.
Yeah, $1.5 million.
So when Homer and Lisa get out of their tasks, I have a lot of cleaning up to do.
Yeah. You're so good at this.
Here we go. All right, so now that takes us out of our town. We still got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, it's going to be a long old project. We'll come back to it in a month or so.
This is a cooperative project. And yeah, we'll check back in a month. We'll keep earning things and leveling up and then just maybe politely arguing about how best to kind of strategically design this town.
What I'm really looking forward to is when we end up having massive arguments about it and then each behind each other's back signing into our Springfield doing loads of housekeeping, and then the next time you sign into it, you be like, son of a bitch, we said we weren't gonna put that there, and then you're gonna change it all back, and I'm just gonna go in and be like, fine, if you want to be like that, and I'm just gonna nuke the whole thing. Yeah. And you're gonna be like, you son of a bitch.
It's like I'll do the equivalent of sort of like bundling the kids into the car and driving away from you.
Yeah. In about a year and a half, this podcast of just you and me silently staring at each other going, yeah, hate you.
I never wanted to spend our donuts on that piece of shit. Why did you buy the submarine?
Because, no, it doesn't have an animation. It's not worth it. But yeah, that is our Springfield. Please add our Springfield, which is SkyFingerPod.
Yep, SkyFingerPod.
On Origin, follow us on Twitter, which is @SkyFingerPod as well. Or you can email us.
You can email us. We are on Gmail at SkyFingerPodcast@gmail.com. Contact us because we'll do a roast of your town. We'll take a look at your town. We'll add you as our friends.
Or whatever. Send us pictures. Tweet us pictures from your thing. Did I tell you last month when I was away, I forgot to tell you this on the last podcast, but I'll tell you this now, I had a run of gambling luck on the races where I won over 3 weeks. I won 3 times betting
on your method.
On the 99-1, because I always bet the 99-1, and I did the maths because we hadn't figured out the maths. And the maths are, if you win once, you've got to lose 100 times to have spent the money, because it's a 2 grand bet and it's a 99-1, so it pays out 200 grand.
So just so that is 100 bets.
That is 100 bets. In 3 bets, I won $600,000. I would have to lose 300 times to have lost my winnings.
Amazing.
And I think that within 300 gambles, oh yeah. But anyway, yeah. Addis, you guys are lovely. I cannot believe you listen to this most niche of podcasts. We do adore you so much.
We'll see you next time.
I've been Richard.
I've been Kate.
Bye everybody. Bye.